Brewers broadcaster Jeff Leverett.
Ground ball to third. Hamilton has it. He'll take it to the bag, and this one is over. A historic night at the ballpark as the Brewers rout the Mariners by a final of 22-0. They tie a franchise record with 22 runs.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Pottawatomie Sportsbook and Ridgetop.
What didn't happen during that game? I mean, it had a little bit of everything. Like, literally everything happened in that game. They win 22-0. The last time there's a game even close to this remotely, according to Adam McKelvey, it tied for the most lopsided shutout win in Major League Baseball since 1887, when the Philadelphia Quakers defeated the Indianapolis Hoosiers 24-0. So there's always today for that game. They go,
I bet you if you asked Levo, he knows, you know, the box score from that Quaker from that Quakers Hoosiers game.
Jeff Leverin joins us now for Brewers 360. What a game, Levo.
Yeah, it was a fun one. I was going to ask Vince, what was it like being in the stands for that Quakers?
Well, the Quakers were the bad boys that year. They, you know,
and those guys.
The Hoosiers were down a couple of guys, and it was.
Of course they were. Yeah, that was the reason they got blown out. No, it was a crazy night at the ballpark, and you're right. They had everything except for frozen turkeys rolling around in paper bags. I mean, it was insane. Plus the tornado warnings, and I heard that you guys played my clip there because everybody's phone was going with the warnings. But to tell you the truth, American Family Field is one of the safest places you can be in a tornado. And it's its own little tornado shelter, which is nice. So nobody really knew the difference. Just some water coming through the seams of the roof and play on. They open up the panels a couple innings later and boom, here you go. 22-0.
22. Now, Eric's giving me hell because I already suggested that it definitely sets us up for a 2-1 loss today. Right?
We don't have to. Negative somehow.
Can't we just have fun with it? Okay, we'll have fun. At some point,
Levo, save some runs for tomorrow, huh?
Right? Well, there is a little of that. And at some point, even the Brewers probably wanted to get out of there. I mean, can't you just tap one back to the pitcher and let's go home?
Yeah, but you don't want to give up at-bats either. That's the other thing, is that these guys don't want to give up at-bats. It doesn't matter what it is. Stats are stats, and you want to get your base hits, and it's a big deal. It's a really big deal. You never want to give up on anything and throw away ABs. And, heck, Gary Sanchez got out there on the mound. It was his second time pitching in a week, and he didn't give up a run. He was great. He's, right, he's a new closer.
Is Sanchez available today, given he only pitched one? Right.
I think he could be available if they need him, yes.
So yes. Luis Lara got off the schneid, hitting his first home run of his, hopefully, you know, a bunch for his career. Mm-hmm. Thought this was interesting, though. It was off a position player. So there was, like, even Yelich was kind of joking about that, Jeff, that, like, well, it kind of counts, but, you know, it wasn't a real pitcher.
Yeah, it counts, but it doesn't count, but it still counts. I will say, I mean, he came really close to hitting a homer off of Yoshinobu Yamamoto down at Dodger Stadium. I mean, he was a foot away, ended up hitting a double. So you go from hitting one against Yamamoto, World Series MVP, and then hitting one against Leo Rivas, who's a position player pitching for the fourth time in his career. That's baseball, though. Yep. If it were me, I'd take it, no matter what. If I'm hitting a ball over the fence, it doesn't matter who threw it.
Well, Eric mentioned a little something of everything happened. It made the Today Show and Good Morning America today. The center fielder for the – was it center fieldy, right?
Yeah, Rodriguez.
Center fielder, right, for the Mariners. Forgot how many outs there were. Catches a fly ball, which should have been just a sack fly, but then he tosses the ball into the stands with one out still remaining in the inning.
Yeah, I've seen it before, right? I remember a clip way back in the day. This would have been Larry Walker, forgot how many outs there were and actually tossed the ball to a young fan in the stands and realized how many outs there were. And it was only the second out. And he actually ripped the ball out of the kid's glove and then threw it home. But the play was already dead. It was already, out of play. So it's two bases at the time of the pitch for the base runners. So the Brewers tacked on an extra run there and got another runner to third base. I mean, it happens, but that was, I mean, in the middle of a long inning, you kind of lose track of what's going on. It's a boneheaded play from Julio Rodriguez, but kind of the tenor of what that game was last night.
See, what that game was, though, Jeff, and we've talked about this in years past, is that you always need a couple of these weird ones. You always need Snoop Dogg to show up or something like this from yesterday to make that season special. And this season's already special, just given the number of wins and all that stuff. But you always need a little bit of this weird juice, a little bit of magic to pop in here and there to make it count.
Yeah, no doubt. And the other thing is, as well, Eric, is the fact that how many close games have the Brewers played? They play so many close games. And I mean, you're ripping your hair out. The cuticles on your fingernails are gone. And these are the ones where you go, oh, okay, well, this is fun. This is okay. And that was a 1-0 game going into the fifth. So, I mean, it wasn't like it was blowout city from the get-go. It was 1-0 until the fifth. And then the Brewers just started hitting 3-run homers like it was their job. It was a fun one to call last night.
Well, and then on top of it, I mean, how insulting. You threw the shutout at him.
Right? With Sanchez to close it out.
Right. So lost in this is a quality start from Kyle Harrison. Yep. I think, what did he only go 5, Jeff? But they didn't need him to go more?
Yeah, 5 innings. Struck out 8. He's still trying to ramp back up after the injury and whatnot. But I think that, hey, 79 pitches, have him feeling good. There was some wayward command there at the end, but I think he's such a key to what the Brewers need to do down the stretch. Make sure he's feeling good. He's dominating at home too. So I think that was a really good step for Kyle Harrison.
Good old fashioned fish tossing. That's what we'll call that. They fish tossed the Mariners on Tuesday. We'll see what they do.
Yes, they did.
Tonight.
Good stuff, Level. Rest up the voice because you had a lot of calls.
Yeah, that's right. Was that always?
It kind of ended up unbalanced. Was it? I think it was mostly you on the scoring innings.
Yeah, it was 20-0 me. Lane called 2 runs, and it was the same thing.
You should have got paid more.
I gave him a bad time. I was like, Lane, why did you even show up today?
Because I didn't need you.
What are we doing? Yeah, didn't need you. We're here. I got you covered today, pal.
Thanks, Level. 8:51. Brewers and Mariners go again tonight. 6:40. First pitch.